Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
McFarland. McFarland Energy, thanks once again for powering the Brad Foe Show, powering us all the way through Houston, a crazy few days in Houston, finishing off with obviously a Red Sox loss. But after the Red Sox loss, went down to the Houston clubhouse, and there was a Houston player sitting there in front of his new locker, and that would be Christian Vasquez getting ready with his new Houston Astros duffel bag, getting ready to take off to the next game. So it was good to see Christian one last time before taking off. Obviously, he had some thoughts in terms of facing his ex-teammates. He got the start for the first time. And so I wanted to talk to him about that experience. Any last thoughts about moving on? Did it surprise him? Where he thinks the Red Sox are going, and probably most important, like how he views Xander Bogaerts' mindset, because clearly this was a huge, huge aspect of the whole trade deadline, is what Xander Bogaerts was thinking. He seemed pretty broken up about Christian Vasquez leaving, had some strong comments. You can catch that on the other another Brad Foe show. Subscribe, rate, listen, review, all of the above. But wanted to sit down with Christian Vasquez, so I did, one last time, one-on-one. All the thoughts on what was a crazy couple days. All right, here you go, Christian Vasquez.
Are you happy that this series is over?
Yeah, it was so, like, it was so weird to face, yeah. And, sorry. Yeah, perfect, thank you. Yeah, it was so weird to face my ex-teammates. I was guessing, like, hitting. It was weird, so it was awful. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. It was fun to strike out Carita three times. I love you, Carita, but
did you something like that? Do you know like how to because you know him so well?
Yeah, I'll tell him he's gonna be fastballs up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he knows that. So, but it was fun. It was very fun. Almost imagine we throw a no hitter there. It was close in the sixth, so.
Well, it was not a coincidence, right? Not a coincidence.
Exactly.
You're catching.
But it was fun. It was very fun. I'm going to miss them a lot, so I hope that we'll see them in the playoff.
What was the most awkward part of it for you?
Hitting.
Was it?
Yeah, like, I'm catching everybody there, like, some long time, and I know everybody, what they're gonna throw, and you know, it was like guessing, like, they're gonna be the same or they're gonna be the change the plan or something. Yeah. You know, it was so weird.
Was it more easier to catch than it is to hit?
Yes, like, I think so. Yeah. It was easier. Yeah.
So Xander, you know, he's obviously pretty upset about this. I mean, we talked to him yesterday. Do you realize like how much you meant to him, like in terms of, like, I don't know if you saw what he said. I know that you guys, he was basically just saying, like, really questioning which way the Red Sox are going, even though they got Hosmer and everything else. But I mean, you meant a lot to him. I mean, he not only meant a lot personally, but in terms of he understood how good you were. Could you sense that how hard it was? I mean, it's hard for you, but could you sense that how hard it was for him?
Yeah, it's. First of all, we playing from 2011 together, and you know, we won our World Series together, and you know, I thought we got a chance this year. The team was struggling a lot, and you know, that team needs a couple pieces. That's it, and to get better and get healthy, you know, but you never know, you know, with the front office, it's so hard to know what they're thinking about it, you know, like, it's hard. So, you know, it's I don't know. It's part of the game, I think. You know.
But you say that everyone says it's part of the game, but until that happens, especially when you guys are so tight.
Yeah.
I mean, and like he said, another thing is that I think that he was caught off guard because he's like, oh, listen, Christian, you didn't get a chance to say goodbye to Fennel. When you came here, you probably deep down didn't think you were going to be traded, right?
In my mind, I was thinking it was my last game in Fenerbahce.
You thought it was your last game?
I think
so. Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. In my mind, like, something was telling me, like,
really?
It was something, the last game in Fenerbahce, so. But, you know, I don't know, bro, like, we got two games, winning streak, you know, I thought it was, like, just gonna stay with the same team and get some pieces and we're gonna be in the playoffs, you know, like, and but, you know, now we're here, like, let's win the World Series here.
Well,
you know?
I mean, is it hard? I mean, you've never done this, right? I mean, is it hard to be like, I guess it's easier once the Red Sox leave town.
Yeah,
right?
It's gonna be easier.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna be easier when I see another team that's just not the Red Sox. So.
Yeah. I mean, what would you say to those guys who are like Xander? I mean, obviously, you talk to them, but we say, hey, listen, I'll be all right. You guys will be all right.
Yeah, they know. They have a work to do, and, you know, when they say play ball, you know, we go, you know, like we put the sentiments in the side. And but it's a hard feeling that, you know, we're not together again. And I hope, you know, I don't know. It's a game that turns around a lot, so.
Well, I mean, you keep saying, like, obviously, everyone knows that you're a free agent.
Yeah, exactly, and you never know. So let's focus here and win, and let's see what happens.
What when you were playing, was there anything? I mean, this is like, we don't know. I don't know. I've never been traded or whatever. But was there anything like that you can say? Oh, I knew this. So were you able to take advantage of like anything like? Did they have to, in other words, did they have to change up everything? Because
I think so, yeah. Maybe the signs, but.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know that we talk about hitting in that clubhouse, so I know everything about them. You know, it was easier to call the game, you know.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, you did a good job.
I know everybody from...
Yeah, I mean, could you feel like that actually had an impact today?
I think so. Yeah, for sure.
That's
for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, listen, like it almost was a no hitter, so there you go. But so the last thing is like, you know, in terms of like you, I know you did this yesterday, but what you would want to say to everybody? No, you know, what would you want to say to Xander? You know, and because I think that this is the guy who's hit the hardest.
Yeah. No, he knows that I love him a lot, and you know, it's going to be tough when the plane's my seat is going to be empty, you know? So.
You always sat next to him?
Yeah, that's, really? Yeah, him and me in the plane, so it's going to be hard when you see that seat, you know, empty. It's going to be tough for him, you know? So, we're going to talk, you know, a lot in the phone, so he knows. We're going to be good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.